Joy Tactics.
Welcome back to Joy Tactics. That is the polite way to begin a podcast, is to formally and respectfully welcome you in to a space.
How are you guys?
And thank you. How are you today?
Good. Great to see everybody. How are you today, Eric? Eric, Nate, would you guys mind taking your hats off? No, just you're inside.
I really can't. There, I have some surgeries going on that I really just can't. Okay,
well then I respect.
I wouldn't like the public to be exposed to it right now.
Thank you for saying and that, actually, Nate.
Because of my religion, it's more polite for me to keep it on, but I don't want to get into that with you.
Baseball and respect my
swag.
So immediately we're taking down the walls of manners.
Well, manners need to evolve and kind of catch up with the 21st century, okay? There's just no question about it. That's unanimously agreed upon by all manner scientists.
Right.
I think this is a really important episode for our listeners because a lot of people out there, I feel like, you know, just weren't raised right. You know, I can just tell from the grammatical errors, just the way that they speak to us.
Sometimes the rudeness, even. And I don't want to get it. I'm not calling anyone out, and I never get offended. But sometimes the rudeness, I can just tell that it's an angry young man who hasn't been, maybe hasn't had a father figure or hasn't been shown how to be mannerful.
Yeah. Mannerized.
They're raised by the wild. Right. These people act like they went to the Homer Simpson school of burping.
They're exactly, like, dude.
They did, and they did. A lot of these people grew up on The Simpsons because they're, you know, this age of gross television raised a whole generation of sick people.
Oh, like that's for sure.
Makes me sick.
Right. Well, you make a good point, Eric, that manners are very ancient and old and archaic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because when you think of manners, you think of a butler. You think of placing the fork on the right side of the table.
Exactly.
How do you... It feels like manners are just around, like, going to a dinner party in, like, the South in the 1840s.
Right.
That's where we stopped. We were like, we got all the manners here. Let's stop it right now. I feel like society won't progress past this point at all. And that's where we're at right now. And lo and behold, the world has changed very rapidly.
Technology rapidly.
But manners have not changed at all, I would say.
But really quick, I do want to shout out just sort of what manners have done for us as a society, right? Nate's putting in the zen.
You see how I waited?
I saw they had 9 milligram ones.
They have 9 milligram?
There's 12 as well.
There's a massive shortage right now, by the way.
Shit. There's too much work being done.
It's crazy. There's
too much grinding being done by the general public.
This is my theory real quick. Sidebar just on the Zen. So they have intentionally put out a shortage of Zen because there's the off-brand ones, and they don't abide by the 3-6 milligram rules, okay? So these are on 2, 4, and 8. So if you're on a 3... you're going to go up to a 4, okay, when the shortage is happening. So then when the Zen comes back, you're not going to go back to a 3. You're going to go up to the 6. So then, and lo and behold, you're more addicted to the product. And then you're going to want more of those and more and more. And then they're going to do a shortage again, and you're going to go up to 8. And then you're going to have 2 6s in your mouth after that.
You need to stop with this math.
It's all part of the Zen fucking plan, dude.
Diabolical Zen math. That's not right.
Why don't people just say it, man?
Of course you do. You always do.
Why don't people say behold? I know some people do, but what's that low about?
Low and behold.
What's low mean?
Looky here.
What's low
looky,
about?
Looky.
Low.
Low is like, yo. That? Low.
Low,
what the
dude?
Hell, man?
Oh, yeah? Low. I'm going to start saying that instead of check it. Hey, low.
Hey, low yourself now.
Low. Go low on yourself.
But back to manners. I'm looking at this design. I went, dude, really quick, also sidebar. worst water on the planet. Went Dasani. To McDonald's last night. Dasani water.
You got the McDonald's water sitting on the counter.
It's so pathetic to get a Big Mac large meal and then be like, I'll get water with that, actually.
That's like
there's like clips of like cabbage. Gen Z. There's like clips of like young Gen Z teens and they like try Dasani and they're like throwing up.
No, there's like not.
So gross.
Good. It is.
Oh my god.
That is so. I mean, I'll still drink it. Yeah. Listen, a lot of people around the world would be lucky to have water this clean.
Right.
It tastes like there's one grain of bouillon in there or something.
Yuck.
Well, you know the Dasani is not. It's just tap water filtered.
Right.
You know that, right? And smart water, I just saw a TikTok about this.
You know, smart water is vapor distilled. It so has none of the minerals that keep you alive and healthy.
Right, exactly. And what is the other one? They're basically like, if it doesn't say natural spring water on it, then don't even.
It's not, don't drink that shit for real.
Well, you know, Aquafina's about to get shut down. Aquafina's Southern South America plant had to get closed down because people were getting.
Isn't Aquafina Coca-Cola or is that Aquafina's Pepsi? Dasani's Coca-Cola.
Right. So they shut those plants down because they were finding like bacteria in them. Jesus.
These people have no manners for how to make water.
Yeah, and I just want to say that I lied about what I just said. But
well,
why would you do that?
No.
But back to the origins of manners. You know that manners are, Mom, do we have to fucking sit at the table like this? And do I have to set the silverware this way? Yes, you do. Do I have to take my shoes off when I come inside? Yes, you do. Do I have to brush my teeth before? Manners have kept us. We are, by nature, a very violent sexual species, okay? That's how we initially got ahead. But once we got to this point and we started looking like we do, we beat out the Australopithecus, whatever. We needed something called manners to organize our society into something that could function, okay? Without manners, it's chaos. It's orgies. It's adultery, cheating, murdering, all of this stuff, okay? The manners give you a little organization, a little structure to say like, oh, I can't do this because this will offend so-and-so. You know what I mean? Manners have kept us alive. But they haven't progressed. Okay, yes. They have not progressed.
To an extent, I do push back on that, of course.
Please, I encourage that. Thank you.
Of course. For one, I want to say let's add Australopithecus to the Joy Tactics bingo card. Because I feel like that's
right.
For two, I think at first there is an element of control. Well, the other thing is I noticed that you put violence and sexuality as things to control that are associated together. I would say that's a trap. Sexuality I associate with calmness and, you know, something that people think you need to control it, but you don't. It's actually the most peaceful thing about a human being is love. Okay.
Sexuality.
Yeah, in what I'm working on, yeah. But what I'll say about manners is this. They're almost the enemy of efficiency, in a sense. It's almost as if manners were invented as a form of mind control, population control, because if I say, hey, dude, you see those grapes on top of that rock? It's actually really polite. It'd really mean a lot to me if you'd walk all the way 600 feet that way around that hill and then go over to the rock. That's like how you show me respect. Meanwhile,
they get the grape.
I'm going to go eat those grapes. So you can see how that translates immediately into put the fork on the left, put the fork on the right. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm back in the kitchen where I've got whatever, you know, I'm smoking golden clove cigarettes. See,
holy,
it's a form of control.
Shit.
Because now you're not thinking about anything except respecting what my rules are. Ah.
Right.
You need to give a workshop on questioning authority and questioning just sort of the way things are, because I accepted it as truth. You saw how I was proselytizing manners and how amazing they were. And it just takes you one paragraph to make me question everything about my reality.
Well,
thank you, man.
Wow. Yeah. And that's free charge.
And can I share a story, a fork-based story,
please,
from my family history that revolves around manners and the repercussions of not having manners.
Oh, say it now.
This is what would happen back in the day. All right, this happened to my father. Okay, my grandfather, World War II veteran.
Which country?
Respect. Yeah. By the way, that's a great. Which question?
We'll just move on. I'll talk about that in a different episode. But he was at. This is like a story that they would all. That was like a fun story to tell. You know, it wasn't. It seems kind of dangerous, and you'll see why in a second. But they're kind of like, haha. When I was a kid, there was something happened at the dinner table. Somebody was, I don't know, acting without manners in some degree. Okay, and manners can mean a lot of different things. All right, it's up for interpretation, right? So. My dad, I think he reached for something pass the plate down or something like that. And my grandfather took a fork and fucking stabbed, hit my dad's like hand.
He hit him
with it
and like, stuck it.
Basically stabbed him. My grandfather stabbed my dad.
Jesus Christ.
And this is just, so yeah. Are you going to respect the household manners after that?
Yeah, I think you so. Will.
And guess what? He had about 4 to 5 brothers and sisters. So, yeah, they're going to... And he was the oldest.
You
so
only need to make
an example, all right? Mm-hmm. And then they're going to follow suit after mm-hmm. that. So, was you see, he the example? Yeah.
That's classic leadership 101.
But you see
that's actually a 102. Right, that's a little advanced.
But this is the way that parenting...